Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
One of the great business stories of the year.
I think we're about 20% of the original size.
So 80% left.
Yes.
So
a lot of people voluntarily.
Sure. But it's 80% are gone from the day you took over.
Correct. Yes.
So how do you run the company with only 20% of the staff?
Turns out you don't need all that many people to run Twitter.
But 80%? That's a lot.
Yes. If you're not trying to run some sort of glorified activist organization, and you don't care that much about censorship, then you can really let go of a lot of people, turns out.
Welcome, folks. Elon Musk says it only takes 20% of the people to run Twitter. He didn't get rid of them. They got rid of themselves. He made that comment a while back. And there was an interview with Tucker Carlson where Tucker was still on Fox News. Hey, we're both alumni of Fox News, me and Tucker. Yeah, they will let talent go, won't they? Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. The reason why that's interesting to me is a few things that Elon Musk said. He says it's funny how things work when it's not run like an advocacy organization, when you just run it like a business. I have something to compare it to. You ready? The federal government. The level of redundancy. When Trump took over, I don't remember the details, but I remember him coming back and saying, I had him do a study, and there were X number of agencies that were doing the same thing, something like 19 of them. And he goes, I couldn't figure it out. Why do we have 19 people doing the same thing? It made no sense. It makes no sense unless you're an advocate, unless your job is to grow your business and to continue to suck off of the people that you're robbing. And that's what the government does. And it's only gotten worse. I dare you. Go 20 years back, look at the budgets, and see how far we've come in 20 years. And then go look at a product. Look at a TV, a bed, whatever, travel. Look at the cost of things over the 20 years and growth, and look at how much government has outpaced it. And when I say government, I'm talking about colleges and universities. Look at how much that has outpaced it. It's amazing how fast these things are growing. And the government is creating things that have no... I mean, if you're going to run a country the same way you run a company, there should be accountability. What are you doing that makes it better? How are you improving your product? I'll ask you this. Do you believe we've improved our product? Think about anything you've used. Take the thing closest to you, which is probably going to be your cell phone. Ask yourself, over the last 3 decades, give or take, that phones have been around, even your house phone, have there been improvements? In my house phone, I will never forget when I was living in Texas, and we got one of these operational modules. You know, you plug the phone in the major base unit, and then there were the little base units you could put around the house. I will never forget how excited I was to go buy my Panasonic phone system that I could have all around the house. I wasn't tethered to one receiver. Forget the being connected with the whole cord and everything. I'm talking about just having that one unit that you were always looking for, like the remote control. I bought a unit that had 5 phones. And I put one in the bedroom. I put one in the bathroom. I put one. And it was so refreshing. I thought about, do you ever stay at a hotel back in the day and they had a phone in the bathroom and you were impressed? You were like, whoa, dude, I'm calling you from the bathroom. What? They got a phone in the bathroom? Said nobody in a decade, maybe two. It was a cool thing to have a phone in the bathroom. I remember the first time I went to a hotel and you could take the phone off the receiver. It didn't have a cord. You could walk around with the receiver. It was like, what? Check this out. I'm talking to you from my balcony. And people are like, what? You're talking to me from your balcony, boy? What's up with you? You must be staying in a really cool place. Yeah, the Holiday Inn, baby. It was a big deal. The thing right next to you is nothing anymore. It's not even a big deal. Charging them. Oh, Kevin, battery life. Have you seen the little hunking things you can carry around now that will give you 14 battery charges on a, you know, one? Everything's wireless. You got it all. I mean, think about what you do with that thing. Now, is it expensive? It's become expensive, but on par when you think about everything that it does, is it really that expensive? I mean, my phone is, I think it was like $900. And I cringe because like, I could have got a computer for that. And a computer would do everything my phone would do. I can make calls. But it's convenient. My phone is convenient. But you know what it has? It's got my recorder. It's got my still camera. It's got my video camera. It's got my TV. It's got my work, my desktop, apps that will open my... I have an app. I go to... We have a storage deal here. And I have an app that I can hit, and it'll open the gate now. I don't have to get out and do this. Nope. I just go, I'm here. Beep. It goes, okay, you can come on in, Kev. Bleep, bleep, bleep. Just drive on in. My phone will let me do that. My phone will let me pay my bills. I can pay my bills now, baby. Go buy and pay all my bills on my phone. Think about everything. So all these innovations, I don't know what your TV costs. Probably what, a couple $100? I don't know what your iPad would cost if you, you know, think about your computer, because a phone replaces your computer to some degree. I don't know what, you don't have to carry a wallet even. You don't have to carry your, well, you have to carry your credit cards because they want to see them. But there may come a time when you don't have to do that because they'll have e-verify or something. But think about everything that's replaced and what you pay for it over time. You don't feel it. $30 a month, whatever. But it's made an impact on you. You can make phone calls and send texts at the same time if you want to multitask. I was trying to figure out the name of a song the other day. You know what I did? Put up an app, Shazam. Boop, 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 boop. This is your song. And by the way, we put it in your Spotify, Kev. Thank you. So we got all this stuff. Innovation. What has government innovated? They innovated the mail system. What have they innovated? I can't think of a single thing that government has innovated. I don't know. I mean, you tell me. I'm not trying to be an authority. Short break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights. And you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I was looking at the staffing of the government, and the staffing of the government is almost like the S&P or QQQ in the stock market. It's just a steady rise. The only difference with the government and the stock market is the stock market will drop every now and then. With government staffing, I was looking at the chart. You'll find it hard to believe. And I'm going to make you guess. One time was there a significant drop in the growth of government since 1945-ish. One time. Significant drop. I'm talking about in a very short amount of time. A quick, abrupt drop. Anybody want to take a guess as to who was president when that occurred? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Just so you know, that significant drop occurred during the time of Donald Trump. January of 2017, the government had 22,316,000 employees, roughly. 22,316,000. In November of 2020, after the coup, the government had shrunk to 21,681,000. It's the only glitch on the screen when you look at the chart where the government drops that dramatically in a four-year period. The only one. Hard to believe, isn't it? I talked about Elon Musk. He comes into a company that is a multi-billion dollar company. It wasn't worth $43 billion, but it was a multi-billion dollar company. And he cuts through one form or another. They had attrition of 80%. And the organization still runs. Let me ask you. Ask any small business. If you lost 80% of your employees, could you run? Go to a large business. Go to Walmart. And say, if you lost 80% of your business, could you run? He lost 80% of his employees, and Twitter is still running. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not naive. I was a former management consultant. I still am to some degree because I know the skill set. It's never going to leave me until I get Joe Biden's age. But I understand the nuance of business. I understand that Elon Musk has enough money for it to forego the losses and blah, blah, blah. I know all that. But I'm telling you, most companies, if you walked in today and you took away 25% of their employees, they'd be scrambling. We were at a restaurant. Melissa and I were at a restaurant. And we were, I mean, you could see that they didn't have enough wait staff. We walked in and went, it's kind of a ghost town. There were a couple people eating. And when we ordered it, we could see it was very quick that we knew somebody didn't show up. And sure enough, when the waitress finally got around to us, we said, "What's up?" She says, "We had a couple of people that didn't show up, and we're scrambling today. Please bear with us." No problem. A couple of people didn't show up. Ask the average restaurateur if 25% of their staff doesn't show up, what happens? 50% of their staff doesn't show up. Over a small amount of time, Elon Musk has absorbed a loss of 80% of his staff, and his comment was, well, if you're not an advocacy group, if you're not hiring a bunch of people to target folks like the FBI or somebody like that, I mean, he didn't say all this, but he was essentially alluding to it, it's easier to run your business this way. And I keep coming back to government. So when I give you these numbers, here's what Trump did. Trump trimmed off 600,000 plus people off of the government payroll. And you got to, well, maybe 500,000. Government had never seen that big of a shift. And here's a government that's supposed to grow. It's born to grow. It wants to eat everything alive. It's a terrible organism that's just gobbling things up. It's a virus or a bacteria. And here's a guy that comes in and goes, okay, I have the antidote. I'm going to stop it from growing. And here's the question we should be asking ourselves. Why? Why is it growing at that rate? You've got a Department of Human Services. What are all the various departments? It's not like the government, if as the population grows, the government must grow because you've got, you know, the Department of Labor, for example, doesn't need to grow because the number of people grow. It's still just the Department of Labor. But whatever the department, it really doesn't matter. I'm curious, what was it early on, guys? Can you whisper in my ear, tell me some numbers here? So the point is, government's had a steady growth. It had a period where it contracted. And that period was when somebody who looked at government as a business and said, you know what, we don't need to continue to grow. Federal, state, and local employees. You got the numbers. 1982, just under 16 million people. And federal, state, and local employees now is, let's see, 2020. In 2020, the federal, state, and local employees, as I mentioned before, was around 22 million. And it contracted during the time of Trump. And it went down to under 21. So I gave you the numbers. So we contracted by almost 500,000 people. Never in history. I'm looking at this chart. There's not a period in history where we had that level of a contraction. It is always going up. And that's, I'm telling you, this is critical. It may not seem like it. It's not good radio, but it's critical to understand that that's why the coup occurred. Donald Trump took a meat cleaver to government, and it doesn't affect the federal government as much as you think. It has to do with the overall size of government. What Donald Trump did when he took out the legislation and things like that, it impacted state and local, and the Fed was able to contract. The Fed doesn't have as many employees. It's got like roughly 3 million employees, and it varies from administration to administration. That number isn't as critical. The impact of what you do and how it ripples downstream, in the first time, it's been smaller. It's been slow, differences. I'm looking at the chart now that these guys have pulled it up. Let's see, 95 to 97, it contracted just a little bit, stuff like that, but not that much. The biggest contraction, by far, is during the Trump era. And if we were to analyze it and go, really dig deep, I think that's where we find the basis of the coup. You look at the governors and all those. Remember when Ducey went ahead and signed off on the election when Trump's phone rang? This is where you get into the overall scope of government and how they work together, how they collude. Right? It's something to think about. But the bigger picture is, what do you do in the civilian world? Who else could withstand what Elon Musk did? Should we take a look at the fat? I know small companies, they do. Big companies cut it all the time, but government doesn't. Why? And why do we allow it? Because what we're learning about government is they're not our friend. They're not meant to contract. Talk to people that are in these agencies. They'll tell you they hate it when we do things to solve problems.
Jackson Radio Show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to DanPilla.com to order your copy. That's DanPilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to DanPilla.com. That's DanPilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is running for president and will make it official in a live Twitter audio feed tonight. Former New York Congressman Lee Zeldin tells Fox News DeSantis has a very steep hill to climb.
At this point, President Trump is way ahead, so it's a daunting task really for any of these other candidates.
So what's the worst that could happen if the federal government defaults on its debts?
First thing that's going to happen is the financial markets are going to sell off, stock prices go down, interest rates rise.
Economist Mark Zandi of Moody's Analytics. House and White House negotiators are back at the table trying to agree on a deal to raise the debt limit and satisfy Republican demands for spending cuts. It was a year ago today a gunman walked into an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas and took 21 lives. 1 year on, still no official explanation for why 100 law officers waited for more than an hour before entering the school. Rich Johnson, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
This next story has a lot of context. Things that I think are going to be interesting to you in a strange kind of way. And I'm going to relate it to you in my life. And I'll tell you, my biggest fear, no matter what we do in this organization, is our inability to reach an audience. Now, it doesn't matter on radio, because I come into my studio, I do a show, I don't know how many people listen, I don't have to care. I remember when I first got started, I said, I think the only person listening to my show is my grandmother. And it may have been true, but it didn't matter. It was starting out. I was cutting my teeth on the show, learning how to do things. And I'm glad I did, because I met Dave Perkins, became my producer. And Dave is absolutely one of the most amazing people on the planet. Produced radio for 35 years and told me something very valuable, which is, Kevin, be yourself. Don't worry about production. Don't worry about all the other stuff. You got good content. You're a funny guy. There are going to be ups and downs in radio. Be yourself. Share who you are. Let the audience get to know you. And I think that's what we've done a pretty good job of doing. So, Dave, I appreciate you, brother. And, of course, my other producers are, you know, people that helped along the way that said, Kevin, I've got an idea. I've got an idea. And we started doing that, and we did a lot of bits and things like that, and we still will. We just haven't done as much as we have in the past. But because they've relied more on me and my raw talent, I'm just kidding. I love doing that stuff. We just haven't had the time. But the biggest thing that you are afraid of is audience size. When advertisers would come to me and say, well, Kevin, I want to advertise. I go, look, I'd like to, but I don't know the size of my audience. I don't have Nielsen. I don't have Arbitron. I just take a guess. So I had one of my advertisers. I said, listen, how about we do it this way? We'll try it, and you pay me something you're comfortable with, something you won't miss, that you say, you know what, this is for the cause. Pay me that. And then something where you would not feel guilt, like, you owe me money, Kevin. But just like, you know what? It was a donation. I appreciate what you do. Give me that kind of money. And then let's evaluate after 6 months and a year. And we did that, and we ended up tripling what he started out giving me. Yeah, that's right. He ripped me off three times. Man, I could have got more money. No, I'm kidding. Now, it worked out great. And sadly, you know, it was a tragic ending for him, because he had some big health issues and we ended that. But that was the way I did it. And that's why I don't have, if you guys go, well, why don't you have advertisers? Because I don't look for them. I don't know the size of the audience, and I don't want to rip people off. So I say to one of my advertisers was RX Help Centers, which we advertise on the show.
And Jeff just goes, you know what, man? Love what you do. Here's the money. And he goes, I don't care if I ever get it back. And that's the way we did it. So, you know, I owe these people. When you hear somebody on my show that we put their ad up, we've done work. You know, there's some reason why we've decided to do it. And the main reason is we've done it. We've used it. In both cases, with my gold company, that's where I got my gold. With my RX Help, my family uses it. To this day, we use it. My father-in-law passed, so he doesn't use it anymore, but we use it in my family. So we use these advertisers. Anybody that we put on the show that's not an 800 number type, well, I shouldn't say that because everybody has that, but anybody that I personally endorse, you can be guaranteed we use it. So going back to this, you don't know the size of your audience. So I don't want people feeling like I didn't get any value, Kevin. So I'm very selective. We lose money. People go, oh, we could get so-and-so. Nah, I don't know. But here's the bigger deal. When you're going to put together an event, a comedy tour, or a film festival, or something like that, it takes people. You have to have reach. You have to have social media reach. So I told you guys, we had a company that we hired, and the social media reach for my website, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, is dismally low. Now, this Black Sphere, which is my older property, is much higher, even though, again, shadow banned. So this group was explaining to me, here's why you're not getting the coverage, and, you know, and they explained what the game is that's being played on me, so we're trying to fix that. And as I mentioned, we contracted with those guys about a week ago to get going. And the reason for that is you got to fill venues. It is about, you know, getting people to come hear your message. And that brings me to Brittany Griner and leftism and what's really their ability to draw. So Brittany Griner, as you know, was detained in a Russian jail prison for 8 months, I think it was, and left the WNBA, and because she had a vape thing with some cannabis. And whether you like right or wrong, that was Russian law, and they may have been using her as a symbol to get after Joe Biden or what have you. But she was detained and put into prison, and so it was a big deal when she was finally released. It took an act of God to get her released because feckless Joe Biden couldn't do it, and you know the geopolitical nature of things meant that she was going to stay in jail for quite a while. But she finally did get released. And she begged and begged to get released and, you know, get some attention on it. Her wife, and I use my finger quotes, came on TV with appeals and people were like, bring Brittany home and all this. Well, they finally did. And Brittany Griner made her return to the WNBA on Friday night. And it wasn't a sellout. And the coach said that the people should have turned out in greater numbers to support her. And I love this story. I love this story because it is a perfect symbolism of just how popular leftism is. The same thing that they want to convince you that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, that everybody hates Donald Trump, who can draw crowds. And everybody loves leftism. So here's a symbol of everything that is about the leftism. A woman who's made it, right? WNBA star, lesbian, black woman, oppressed by the man in Russia. And she couldn't sell out a basketball game. Now, I don't want to get all up in, you know, this misogynistic bent that I'm on right now. I don't want to overdo it. But here's what I will tell you. There are symbols in this country where if that had occurred, it would have been a sellout. I don't know who it is. Michael Jordan. Had Michael Jordan been detained and came back and made an appearance somewhere, I would bet you he'd be a sellout. Or he would produce a sellout. He wouldn't be a sellout. I think you get the point. Continuing reading, she says, speaking at a news conference after the team went down to a 94-71 defeat at the hands of the L.A. Sparks, Phoenix Mercury coach, I'm going to get this right here in a bit, folks. Vanessa Nygaard called out the absence of fans at the Crypto.com Arena in L.A. for Griner's first game back in the WNBA after her 10-month detainment in a Russian jail. Come on now, L.A., Nygaard said. Why didn't we sell out this arena for BG. The reason why they didn't sell out that arena for BG is because nobody cares about Brittany Griner. Nobody cares about the WNBA. You want to make an equivalency? What if LeBron James had been locked out for 10 months and came back? He was in a Russian prison and came back. You think he could have sold out your arena? Now, I'm not talking about that in terms of politics. I'm talking about that one in terms of who cares about WNBA. And I'm not trying to be critical of the WNBA. I'm just saying when we look at all these things in its context, and you say, well, what could have happened if we play the what-if game? I believe LeBron James would have probably sold out his arena, not because of his politics, but because he's LeBron James and people care about men's basketball. So that has nothing to do with the politics of it. It has to do with the sport. That nobody cares, no offense, but nobody cares about the WNBA as it compares to the NBA. But let's change it to politics. If Donald Trump had been detained for 10 months in Russia and came back and did an event, do you think maybe he would have sold out the event? I will bet you money that hardly any of you knew that Brittany Griner has returned to women's basketball and was making her debut in Los Angeles the other day. I bet you money 99.9% of this country didn't know, and 99.99999% didn't care. They want you to believe Brittany matters. They want you to believe that leftism matters, and in the scheme of things, it doesn't. And in going back to what I talked about earlier, how popular are you, really? You can be lulled into thinking, ooh, I can fill some stuff up. Let me tell you something. If you're either popular or you're not. I've learned this the hard way. That's why I tell people when they bring me in to speak, I go, look, I make no promises. I don't know who knows me. I do know this. You'll be entertained. I bet the people that watched her were very entertained. But it doesn't mean they're going to come. And in her case, it's not. I think it should have been a bigger deal if she were a bigger deal. It wasn't a lack of coverage. She got plenty of coverage. That's what the left has to understand. They're not nearly as popular as they think they are. They've been led to believe they are. You should take some solace in that.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
When it comes to who's the bigger skank, E. Jean Carroll says the Blasey Ford. Hold my Bud Light. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. In yet another obvious kindergarten move by leftists, they rolled out a trollop who accuses former President Trump of rape. Now, this latest skank to attack feminism and real victims of sexual assault is none other than E. Jean Carroll. And like most rape victims, when she's not yucking it up at home with her homegirl, Blasey Ford, over the hippocampus, Carol watches her rapist on TV. This story I give you right now is from Politico. In a Facebook post, Carol said she was a massive fan of The Apprentice, the reality TV show that Trump hosted. And Carol testified that she was a big fan of the show. "I was very impressed by it," she said on the witness stand. "I had never seen such a witty competition on television." Oh, but it gets better, folks. Because Carol even discusses having sex with Trump for money. And here's how the article continues. Tacopina also showed the jury a Facebook post from August of 2012 in which Carol wrote, "Would you have sex with Donald Trump for $17,000? Even if you could, A, give the money to charity, B, close your eyes, and he's not allowed to speak." So Capino says, "So you joked around about having sex with Trump for money, right?" "Yes," Carol replied. Now I'm just going to stop there because I want you to soak it in. I want you to understand that the woman that has accused Donald Trump of being a sexual predator, who, by the way, couldn't even determine. I mean, if you listen to what she says, well, did he do it, you know, in this particular way? I'm going to keep it delicate because I don't want to offend anybody here. But did he do it this way or this way? Well, I believe it was this way. You believe it was? And I keep coming back to this, and people can get mad at me. I don't care. Maybe E. Jean Carroll was a really nice-looking lady at a point in her life. Maybe she was moderately good-looking. You know, maybe she was just average, and Donald Trump was in a slump. You know, as all billionaire playboys, you know, that have moderately good looks are. They have those kind of slumps. Now, I've said this multiple times. Donald Trump is a Wharton grad who got $1 million loan from his dad that he turned into mega millions and ultimately billions of dollars. Takes a pretty good mind on you to do that. You got to have some focus. Donald Trump doesn't drink and he doesn't smoke. Now, you may say, "Kevin, that's where are you going, black man?" Where I'm going is it takes discipline to say, "I'm going to take my dad's money and I'm going to make it into something. I'm going to be focused in what I do." And can anybody tell me what Donald Trump does? I'm just curious. Is he like the Bidens where you don't know what the heck they produce? Because last time I checked, Donald Trump's got his name on buildings. Donald Trump has been with a shovel at a site breaking ground. Donald Trump is in all aspects of his businesses, from the ground that they buy to the finished product, whether it's a golf course, a resort, or a building. I'm not telling you he builds the best of all of those, but he certainly made people understand, "I want to stay at a Trump property," or whatever. It's become iconic to do that, to say that. While I was in New York, took some my kids up to see Gold Gloves or whatever, baseball. And we had a little buddy that my son brought his best buddy. And what did they want to do? They wanted to go to the Trump building and get a picture in front of it. You know how many people go to the Trump building? Let me ask you this. How many people go in front of the Biden's business and get a picture of it? I'm just asking for a friend. So Donald Trump makes a product. He's focused. He knows what he does. He's proves that he can. He's never taken a drug, never taken a drink, never smoked a cigarette, graduates from Wharton, and builds a business with a loan from his daddy. And do you know they vilify this guy? How dare he get a loan from his father? Versus what? Getting a loan from a bank? Yeah. I would prefer to get a loan from some innocuous being. You know, somebody I don't know, somebody who's going to give me unfavorable terms versus what? Getting a loan from your daddy. How dare that dude get a loan from his daddy? Doesn't he know how sick that is? Getting a loan from his father. Yeah, no wonder he's successful. He got a loan from his daddy. Yeah, that's a guarantee of success. You get some money from your daddy, here's a guarantee of success. No wonder so many black men are failures. We can't get a loan from our daddies.
Speaking of that, Melissa sent me a clip. The guy, black dude, he says, prove you're white without saying you're white. And a white dude goes on camera, I'll take you up on that. So he rings, he comes home, and then he turns the camera around, and his kids go, Daddy's home! That cracked me up. Oh, my goodness. You white people, y'all know how to make me laugh. So anyway, Donald Trump, a dude that shows all kinds of discipline, is where I'm going. Versus Joe Biden, got no business, got a crackhead son. Everywhere they go make some money, and you can't name one single product they produce.
Oh, well, Kevin, Hunter's an attorney, and no, he's not. That's a lie. What does he even do?
Hunter Biden produced nothing for the companies that he was part of because he had no skill set. The only thing the Bidens produce is access to Joe. But let's pivot back here because I want to get back to E. Jean Carroll that I call Skank of the Month. And she may be Skank of the Year. Who knows? We'll set the judging up and I'll let you know. But she's certainly Skank of the Month. So she likes Donald Trump's show. She watches it. This is a man that supposedly just traumatized her. You know, got all up in her hippocampus and stuff, you know. Traumatized her. But yet, she likes watching his show. I've never been raped. I've never been sexually assaulted. But I think if I had been, I wouldn't be watching my attacker's show. I'm just putting it out there. Because I hadn't really studied the subject, but I'm taking a guess that this is what I would not be doing. And I certainly wouldn't be posing as sex scenarios with my attack. Would you sleep with the man who sexually assaulted me for $17,000 and you don't have to look at him and you can give the money to charity? Just asking. I'm not a psychologist, folks, but I don't know many victims of sexual assault who would posit such a question. All in good fun, though, right? And as Democrats would likely say of her, quote, well, she was speaking of the greater good. I mean, Kevin, you cannot hold this against her. You can clearly see her trauma. Yeah, just like I saw with Blasey Ford. You remember her, that skank that I keep talking about? Because that's what she is, and that's exactly what this woman is. Anybody that would believe this nonsense, and you know what cracks me up? I'll talk to people and say, well, Trump's in the news again, and he's constantly in the news. Okay. This is your life. Some skank comes along with a news story. He raped me. What is it? He should be innocent until proven guilty. He gets proven innocent, by the way. He gets proven innocent. And he was disparaging her. He's got to pay a libel lawsuit because even though, yeah, he didn't actually rape her, but he fought it. And in doing so, he talked smack against her, which is libelous because let's not forget, folks, she's the one that wrongly accuses him of rape. But now she's the victim. And you wonder how Trump stays in the news. Just letting you know. If you want to play their game, you want to get involved in this leftist nonsense, it's plenty out there for you. But seriously? This story stinks on ice. And there are people that want to buy it. They so want to believe it. I'm going to talk about the anatomy of the lie, the creating of these narratives, because I think it needs a deeper dive. I'm going to actually do a show about it. If we're going to change this, it's up to us.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.